General Petraeus was asked whether he sees the civil war between Yemen's government and rebel Houthi fighters in the north as a proxy war with Iran supporting the rebels and Saudi Arabia helping the government. The general said it's not a proxy war now, but has the potential to become one, and there may already have been some movement in that direction.
Frankly, although there is a lot of rumor, there's a lot of allegations and so forth, we have been hard-pressed to find indications of substantial levels of that, although there have been some indicators in the past month or so that some of that is indeed beginning to happen.
General Petraeus says he has been concerned about growing militancy in Yemen for more than 2 years. When he became commander of U.S. forces in the region a year and a half ago, he ordered his staff to develop a plan for engagement with Yemen. And last year, he made 2 secret visits to the country.
His first trip, candidly, didn't go entirely according to what we'd hoped it would be. It was more along the lines of what Bud McFarlane would recall from his days as frank and open conversations. The visit in July, on the other hand, was literal as well as figurative embrace.
After that more productive visit, General Petraeus went to Yemen again on January 2nd for what he thought would be another secret trip. But this time, to his surprise, he was greeted by a television camera in the office of President Ali Abdullah Saleh.
There is no reticence to show that he was meeting with, again, the commander of Central Command, and indeed announcing that the reason I was there was to talk about how we could support them and assist them in the effort to deal with the growing al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula.
After that visit, General Petraeus announced a doubling of U.S. military aid to Yemen to $150 million this year, but Pentagon officials said the final figure had not been officially determined. The general praised Yemeni military strikes in December that killed insurgent leaders and suicide bombers and destroyed 2 training camps. But he said, as with all places where insurgents and terrorists find fertile recruiting grounds, the key is to put together an international civilian effort to help provide the kind of aid and services the people want and need. He said Saudi Arabia and the Persian Gulf states can be very helpful in that effort. Al Pessin, VOA News, Washington.